Tuesday, July 7th, 4:46 a.m. Not a paint day today. It's too late to start painting. I ordered some new paint and I got it yesterday. So there's no danger of running out of paint. The pigment, that is. So, I don't know what I'm doing today. Today is definitely a water day. I forgot to do my weight training yesterday. I came home from my walk and I immediately started dealing with some other stuff. I completely forgot about doing some weight training. So today is going to be a weight training workout also, besides the water day. Anyway, let's see what happens. Oh, okay, I'm back. Got some coffee too. Nice and hot. It's chilly outside. Chilly. 4:57 a.m. Yeah, I've been sitting here looking at my painting. And, you know, you start thinking about stuff like, what am I really want to do? What am I trying to do? Uh-huh. And, well, for me, ultimately, I'm just trying to learn how to make a painting that's a real painting, okay? Learning everything that I've learned throughout these years. This one painting where I'm just trying to explore the pigment white, and I started this over a year ago. And just trying to learn the pigment white has become, at this, because of the convergence of this painting and what's going on in my life, I'm a big news watcher, and I like getting an aggregate. You know, I go across all the different little channels for news to try to get an idea of what's going on. And because, you know, you got them on the opposite sides of the spectrum. You got the lefties and the righties, okay, as far as news is concerned. And anyway, so this painting is converging with my life, apart from it, the talking, not painting part. And using the pigment white in these times with all these Black Lives Matter movements and supposed white supremacy, which I have not witnessed yet, okay? Let's see, what else? Oh, there's Antifa, the anarchists, and okay, so then you got the Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats are the old people versus the young people. Okay, and the young people are the real far leftists, from what I can understand. Okay, in the Congress. Man, that's the way it should be. You know, that's the idea that we're adhering to. Okay. That a completely different idea could come into our country and get a fair trial, okay? So the question is, has the fair trial happened? It's been a long time. I mean, geez, how long does it take to determine which is the better system, you know? And anyway, so we'll leave it at that. And, okay, so white, exploring the pigment white, the color white, is very controversial at this time because of the riots that we had recently, the cause of that, the George Floyd murder, and, you know, which was a murder. From what I could see, I said, yeah, what's he doing? What the heck is he doing? And the guy definitely died. Anyway. So it's a matter of morality, you know. If that policeman was a moral person, he wouldn't have done that, you know. For some reason, and he wanted to go that far, and that's the human nature part of it, okay? There's people that are going to go that way, and it's completely I don't want to say normal, but it happens more often than not, is I guess is the way you should say it, okay? That somebody would be that violent, that cold-hearted to do something like that. So, exploring the pigment white, so over a year ago, like I said, I picked the image that I was going to do, and not knowing that all this racial strife and the feelings of African Americans, slave history have affected people of this time, you know. And we're talking slavery of over 100 years ago. Yeah, think it's over 100 years, right? I don't know. Let's see. So it's been roughly 130 some odd years since the abolition of slavery. And it's still really gripping the nation. And why is that? I witnessed discrimination against black people. Okay? They are singled. At the time, they were singled out. Okay? A lot. That's why I'm. It's just that a lot more than it was. It's been around here lately. So, you know. But it's been getting a heck of a lot better from my witness of it. Okay? And, you know, and now there's hex. Black people have some advantages over other races, even not just white people. Just for being black, you got some kind of privilege there too. So, you know, somebody say would probably say that, hey, you're brown, you know. You have a stake in this too. Well, do I? Do I really? I don't know. I never really thought of that. I was just too busy trying to take care of myself. Doing the right thing is not necessarily easy thing to do in this world. And that's why we have all this. Okay? And man has dealt with it before, and I guess used a tried and true religion to keep him going straight and having civilization not tear itself apart and kill off the rest of the world along with ourselves, you know. So that's what this painting's kind of about now, I guess. The funny thing is the subject that I chose. Was because of a book that I read. And yeah, I was trying to come up with an image of of what to use white with. I mean, it's going to be lots and lots of white, right? So I want the image to have lots and lots of white. So I picked this one book after listening to the radio and hearing a song referencing that book. Okay, really cool song too. So the image itself is trying to use as much white as possible and still convey an image. That's, you know, hopefully somewhat believable, you know, in some way. So, I guess that's it for today then, huh? I got stuff to do and I'm late.